And Helen is helping me with the service this morning. Thank you, Helen. Welcome, everyone. It's lovely to be together. And our love and prayers to Sue and anybody else who is either trying to get here or would get here and can't because they're unwell or unable to do it. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Eternal God, in you our souls delight, and as we gather to hear your word and reflect on your love, we celebrate your glory and embrace all that is new as it springs up ever fresh, ever beautiful, ever enlightening, ever drawing us closer to you moment by moment, day by day, as we worship, work, and pray. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. God of hope, when we listen to your word but don't take it to heart, please forgive us, we pray. When you reach out your hand to us but we don't take it, please forgive us, we pray. When injustice needs to be challenged, but we remain silent, please forgive us, we pray. When we are lost and in darkness and don't see your hope, please forgive us, we pray. Lord, draw us back to you. Amen. God of richness and refreshment, your tenderness enables us to trust you. Your forgiveness enables us to begin again. Your call enables us to follow you. Your faithfulness enables us to find peace in you. And your spirit enables us to live as your servants in the world today. Amen. And Helen has our first reading for us.
Our first lesson this morning is from Isaiah 42, beginning at chapter 1. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out, or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teachings the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says. The creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
Thanks
be
be
to
to
God.
God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 21, which we say together. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendour of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. In his temple, all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people and blesses his people with peace. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And Helen has our gospel reading.
Our second reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If you were an advertiser working on a campaign focused on the word refreshed, what image or images would you use? A drink, a deodorant, a soap, running water, or something else? Now, for a possibly harder challenge, what image would you use for the word hope? Today's theme is hope refreshed. On the surface, this theme sounds lovely, positive, uplifting, and encouraging. But when we look at the theme through the times and lens of the exiled Israelites to whom Isaiah was prophesying, we may approach this theme with a slightly different way. Imagine working for an advertising agency back in the time of the exiled Israelites. Your brief is to come up with a campaign to bring the theme Hope Refreshed to the Israelites. Well, the audience is the Israelites, and they have been living in exile in Babylon for decades, a time that would have been physically, emotionally, and spiritually difficult. They are a defeated and a disillusioned group, far from home and lacking in hope. Well, the aim of the campaign would be to bring hope and encouragement to the Israelites and to instill confidence in them so that they will be the people God wants them to be. And the brief? Well, the campaign can't be too upbeat because there are lots of trauma and suffering, and it can't be too gentle or informal because the Israelites need a push towards action. This hope-refreshed campaign seems almost impossible, but thankfully God can do the impossible. In Isaiah 42, God speaks to the Israelites with the perfect blend of hope, care, encouragement, and action. God brings the theme hope refreshed to life. And how does God do this? Well, God names them. God reminds them, he reminds the Israelites of who they are. They are God's chosen people in whom God delights. They are the people whom God has taken by the hand and kept close. They are also named God's servant, a gentle reminder about who God wants them to be. God reminds them of who he is, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who gives breath and spirit to everyone, the Lord. God calls them. He calls the Israelites to bring forth justice to the nations, to be a covenant to the people, to be a light to the nations. And God gives a vision for what is to come. Verse 9 says, "See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you them." This is hope refreshed for a disillusioned people. And it's hope refreshed not just for the exiled Israelites, but for all people of all nations. And as we know, these words are supremely fulfilled in Jesus Christ. God brought hope refreshed for the Israelites, and God continues to bring hope for all people. And on this first Sunday after Epiphany, we find ourselves at the edge of the River Jordan with Jesus and his cousin John. Jesus wants to be baptized, but John is reluctant. "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me," says John. But Jesus insists. He receives John's baptism of repentance and experiences a moment of divine revelation as he comes up out of the water. The word epiphany comes from the Greek meaning appearing or revealing. During this brief liturgical season between Christmas and Lent, we're invited to leave miraculous births and angelic choirs behind and to seek the love, majesty, and power of God in seemingly mundane things, rivers, voices, doves, clouds, holy hands covering ours, lowering us into the water of repentance and new life. In the gospel stories we read during this season, God parts the curtain for a brief, shimmering moment to allow us to look beneath and beyond the ordinary surfaces of our lives and catch glimpses of the extraordinary. And baptism is one of the thin places where the extraordinary nature of God's grace blesses the ordinary water we stand in. It is one of the great joys and privileges of my ministry to baptize people. In many ways, especially if the baptism candidate is an adult, baptism is a symbolic stepping out from the crowd, a personal demonstration of faith. I choose to follow Christ. I choose to identify as a Christian. I choose to make a public declaration without apology, without shame, of my private beliefs. And clearly, when baptizing a baby or a child, baptism represents the collective faith of the family and of the church. When I read the story of Jesus' baptism in Matthew, I don't so much see a stepping out, it's more like a stepping in. When Jesus was baptized by John, Jesus doesn't set himself apart from us. He aligns himself with us. He steps into the same water with us. He is at one with us, at one with our human frailties, our doubts, our fears, and our sinfulness. In fact, even though we may come to baptism or bring our children to be baptized, it's easy to think that it's all about us, our decision, our obedience, our responsibility. But actually, it's not. That's far from it. What we do, important though it is, pales in significance to God's cosmic decision to love us, to love me and the whole of humanity and creation along with me. God is inviting us to enter into his story, a huge, sprawling story that began way before I gave God my tiny bit of love and faith and commitment. There is awesome power when we choose to step into the water and to step into God's story. Apparently, I read this week, Jesus' baptism story in Matthew was an acute embarrassment to the early church, precisely because of this stepping in. Why would God's Messiah, his chosen one, place himself under the tutelage of a rabble-rouser like John the Baptist? Why would God's incarnate Son receive a baptism of repentance? Repentance for what? Surely he was perfect. Why on earth would Jesus wade into the murky waters of the Jordan, aligning himself with the great unwashed who teemed into the wilderness, reeking of sin? Worse, why did God the Father choose that sordid moment to part the clouds and call his Son the Beloved? A moment which is worth remembering is well before all the miracles, all the healings, all the exorcisms, and the resurrections. A moment long before Jesus accomplished a thing worth praising. Why indeed? And yet, this is the baffling, humbling, awe-inspiring story we've inherited as Jesus followers. Unbelievable though it may seem, Jesus' first public act was an act of stepping into his humanity in the fullest, most embodied way. Let it be so, he told John, echoing the radical consent of his mother, Mary, who raised him in the faith. Let it be so, at the hands of another, he decided, as he submitted to John the Baptist. Because what Jesus did and still does with power is freely surrender it, share it, and give it away. Let it be so here, he said, in the Jordan River, which was rich with sacred history. The Jordan River, where once upon a time his ancestors, the ancient Israelites, had entered the land of Canaan. The Jordan River, where the prophet Elijah ended his prophetic ministry. The Jordan River, which flowed in the beginning at the very dawn of creation. So, what part of this story is the hardest to take in? That God appears by means so unimpressive at times and so familiar that we often miss him. That Jesus enters joyfully into the full messiness of being human. That our baptisms bind us to all of humanity, not just in theory, but in reality. And that as Christians, we are called into radical solidarity, not radical separateness. That we are always, And we are already God's beloved, not because we've done anything to earn it, but because God's very nature, his very inclination, and his very desire is to love. To embrace Jesus's baptism story is to embrace the core truth that we are one. It is to sit with the staggering reality that we are deeply, deeply loved. Baptism, I understand now, is all about stepping in, about surrender, all about finding the holy in the course of my ordinary, mundane life within the family of God, which means I have to choose Epiphany. I have to choose it and practice it. Epiphany, revelation, is deep water, and you can't just dip your toes in. You must take a deep breath and plunge in, right in. Yes, baptism promises new life, but it always drowns before it resurrects. What reason for hope then? What shall we hang on to in this uncertain season of light and shadow? Well, I believe that we can hang on to Jesus. He's the one who opens and shows us the God we long for. He's the one who stands in line with us at the water's edge. And he's the one who tells us to listen. We are God's chosen, God's children, his sons and his daughters. We are God's very own. Even in the deepest, darkest water, we are the beloved. Amen. And Helen's going to lead us in our intercessions.
See, he is doing a new thing among us. Lord, bring in your kingdom and renew our hope. Lord of hope, we come with our joys and sorrows, our testing moments and touching moments. As we reflect on the week that's just passed, fix our thoughts on where we saw glimpses of hope. As we focus on those images, help us to see where you were at work. Lord, bring in your kingdom and renew our hope. Lord of hope, sometimes our world feels hopeless. We hear of wars and rumors of wars, especially in Ukraine and the Middle East. Our world seems a place of confusion and unrest, especially in Venezuela and other parts of the Western Hemisphere. Leaders seem to grasp their power tightly and neglect justice. Their words seem to be either black or white, love or hate. There seems to be no desire to compromise or understand each other. Lord of hope, you see all of this and you weep. Yet you also whisper a new way of living. The bruised and broken are tended to. Justice is proclaimed. The sick are healed and the captives freed. And this morning we pray especially for those who are sick. Our much loved Steph, Jacques, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, John, Tom, Margaret T, Elizabeth, Joy, David, Tony, Julie, Herbert, Ali, Brian, Alison, Margaret R, and Nigel. And we keep in our prayers Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. And we pray especially for the family and friends of those who have recently died, Jill Childs and Eunice Oakes. Lord, you came to set us free. Help us to walk in that way of freedom, following your lead and bringing your justice and love to everyone we meet. See, he is doing a new thing among us. Lord, bring in your kingdom and renew our hope. Lord of hope, we pray for our nation. We pray for those in government that they may be people of integrity, honesty, and peace. We thank you that you come in humility to be our King. May our earthly leaders follow your way of justice and love. We bring to mind a particular area of need in our country right now. Give our leaders the courage and diligence to make change happen to the benefit of those who have little chance of making changes for themselves. See, he is doing a new thing among us. Lord, bring in your kingdom and renew our hope. Lord of hope, at your baptism, your Father declared his love and delight in you. We pray for our families now. We thank you for those who bring us joy and name them in our hearts. We pray for those family members who are causing us concern at the moment through illness or trouble of some sort. Lord, enable us to be bringers of hope to them. We pray for those from whom we might be estranged. Lord, bring hope into our distance and bring us closer. We pray for those who have no family and long to be close to others. Give us eyes to see where there is need, and to bring hope and friendship into their loneliness. And we remember those for whom family life is painful and scary. Lord, speak hope into their situations and bring them to places of safety. See, he is doing a new thing among us. Lord, bring in your kingdom and renew our hope. Lord of hope, send us out into a new week refreshed by having spent time worshipping you, renewed in our zeal to bring your kingdom into every situation, startled by the joy that we glimpse unexpectedly, and ready to serve you in the good times and the hard. Fill us with the hope that does not disappoint as we welcome you daily into our hearts. Amen.
And the collect for the day, the first Sunday of Epiphany. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, grant to us who are born again by water and the Spirit that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for today and always. Amen. God, you bring hope today, as well as to many through the ages. May we be open to the hope that you bring, refreshing, restoring, renewing, and be ready to share that hope with others. Amen. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you,
Thank you.
Helen.
Thank you for joining us,
Thank you,
me,
Steph.
all of us together this morning. I
Good
hope you have a good day and see you next week.
luck
Have a
with your
good week,
services.
everybody. Have a good
Thank you. Yes,
time.
that is true. Hope your power service
Thank you
goes
so
well.
much. Thank you.
Bye.
We'll let you know how it goes next week.
Helen, I hope
We're
you have a good night tonight.
as we plough the fields and scatter.
Indeed. Yes.
Bye
See you then.
now.
Bye
Bye.
bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye bye. God
Bye.
bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you.